It's, well, it's Tuesday morning, and this is the time when we check in each week with Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, who brings us car care tips sponsored by Precision Tune Auto Care. Good morning, Dennis. How you doing?
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Morning.
Welcome to the...
Happy 1st of November.
You've got it. That's it. All day long. November
1st. Big month.
Yes, indeed. Yep. Yes. So tell us what you got stored up to begin the month with here. What you want to talk about?
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about a couple of things that are coming together that people need to be aware of. And one of them is the used car market is beginning to ease a little bit. Prices are coming down, and people are getting back into the market again. And this is good news. Of course, the problem of it is with our major hurricanes that we've had lately, we have a lot of flood cars.
Mm.
And these cars, by the thousands, are going to be showing up in the used car market. So it is imperative, if you're planning on purchasing a used car, to have it inspected. Because I've got to tell you, these people have gotten doggone good at detailing these things to a point where you can't tell that they've been underwater. And, you know, you ask, well, why is that important? Well, basically, your car is a big computer. In fact, the last count has got over 50 microprocessors in the various systems and so forth. And what happens when the car is underwater? It affects all of the connections, all these electronics, and they start corroding. And over a relatively short period of time, they'll start corroding, and it'll start affecting the automobile. You know, this sensor goes bad because these connections corroded, and maybe you could fix that, but the next thing you know, another system or another sensor in the system has gone bad, and so on and so forth. And once it starts, it goes downhill very rapidly. It's, you know, like I said, a car is a big computer. You wouldn't want to take your computer out and dump it in the ocean and pull it back out and expect to start using it. So please don't fall victim to this scam. They're very difficult to tell, but there are ways. Professionals will be able to look at different areas. One of the things you can do yourself is probably the simplest, is to open the trunk and pull back the rug in the trunk and see if there's any signs of sand. And that's usually one of the first telltale signs, because what's happened is, even if they go in there and vacuum it out real well, if the car's driven a little bit, the sand will work its way out and settle back in the floor of the trunk. So it's that's a good place to start. But there's several other different places that are a little bit more detailed, but it's worthwhile. You know, a pre-inspection is, you know, even a moderate priced used car is going to be in the $20,000 range these days. That's a big investment. Mm-hmm. Is it worth spending $100 to have somebody to inspect that? And particularly, you know, all of the online trading services that we get, a lot of folks, and I've done it myself. You buy a car sight unseen off of one of these sites in some faraway place and have it shipped to you. And this is very, if that's the case, you can always find an expert in that area to go and inspect that car for you before you finalize the purchase.
Absolutely. Great point there, too. So I can recall it was several years ago, and I was helping Eric find himself a car. And we went several places, and there was one. There was a beautiful-looking particular Ford Explorer. Very, very nice. But we did a little digging, like you said there, and even though we're not professional detail people, we were able to see some evidence of sand on the lower parts of some of the struts underneath the spring section. And so that was a dead giveaway right there. So it's something that you can eyeball yourself, but I follow you, Dennis. I would take it definitely to a technician, your favorite technician that you work with there, and give that inspection like that. Well worth it. Good investment of your money.
Well, and I'm sorry to say that it's not a fail-proof. I mean, it's there's still some going to be slipped through the system. You know, we're talking about tens of thousands of vehicles that were flooded mm-hmm. in Florida during Ivan. And it's just, you know, they're bound to be start popping up in the markets all over the country. So buyer beware, as the old adage says.
There you go. Caveat emptor. Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care.
That too.
Yeah, thank you very much. Say?
What he said.
There you go. So buyer beware. Thank you. Precision Tune Auto Care in Johnson City brings you this portion of the program. And tell us about your store, Dennis.
Well, we're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there off the campus of East Tennessee State University. We're there 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, 8 to 4 on Saturday. And you don't need an appointment. You can come by any time. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our telephone number is 926-9500.
Thank you, Dennis Whittingham. Talk to you next week.
Everybody, enjoy this beautiful day.